You can find the guidelines for the Moodle course. Contact information of exchange students, tutor groups, and pairs can be found here in this file. Whom to contact? This is also a very good place to check that if you or your tutees have any questions that you might not be able to answer straight away, you can direct your tutee to contact one of these services. Most likely, is not might not include all the different kinds of services, but it's quite thorough. So hopefully, you will find your answer here. And of course, not if not, you are free to contact us. WhatsApp link for communication. So if you didn't get the WhatsApp group yesterday, here you can also enter the WhatsApp group. And then all the different kinds of slides, which are split thematically here in the Moodle environment. And one thing I wanted to also show you is checklist of the tasks of an exchange tutor. So here, if you enter as a student, you can find all the kinds of different tasks that tutors need to take care of, and you can even mark them finished when you have completed this certain task. So you can sort of like keep a diary of where you are progressing at the moment as you are tutoring. And we encourage you to mark these tasks completed once you have done them. We are not actively following, but we are using this as a tool to help you in case, for example, you need to cancel tutoring for some reason, that we can have a look at this, have a look at your progress, and we know where you left off, so that in case we need someone else to continue tutoring your tutor group, we can see that what sort of tasks have already been covered and taken care of, and where this new tutor can continue. So please use this as you see fit, but it's not something mandatory. It's highly recommended, but you don't have to continuously go through this. Just check in once in a while, see what sort of tasks you have completed, and then continue as you see fit. Yeah. And this is not considered as part of the working hours. Usually, like at the end of tutoring, you will be submitting a tutor form, tutor report, which is used for you to get your reimbursement. And in that form, you also need to fill in all the hours you have completed and certain tasks related to those hours. So, and that also doesn't count towards the hours, the maximum hours. So neither does this, but of course, whenever you are using time to study for a certain topic, for example, your tutee asks for a difficult question and you need some time to learn how to answer or what to answer and where to search for the right information, of course, that time counts towards tutoring because you are actively looking for an answer to your tutee's question. So in that case, if you are looking for an answer from the Moodle environment, that does count towards the hours. Just to clarify, yeah. All right. But this is how the Moodle environment looks, and it's really, really important that you get access here. If you don't, you will not be able to follow our messaging. You will not be able to find the contact information of your students. So it's utmost important that you get access to this Moodle environment. And please, if you find any trouble accessing this Moodle environment, or you see some other technical, you encounter any technical issues, do let us know, and we will fix things as soon as possible. But yeah, that's what the Moodle environment is like. Let's continue here. With the first meeting. So yes, as I said earlier, Your task is to contact the students before they arrive, writing emails, writing and introducing yourself to your tutees. What is your role as a tutor? What sort of tasks are related to tutoring? And in what kind of areas are you assisting the students? And all this, writing your emails to your students, must take place before the students arrive. And the students arrive mostly on the 2nd of January. And it's highly recommended for you to contact them as soon as possible, now that you have received the contact information, so that they don't have to wait for a long time. They know to wait, expect an email from their own tutor. And also, because there's the winter break, the winter holidays are coming, you don't want to be continuously writing emails during your winter holiday to your tutee. So it's recommended for you to take care of this early communication as soon as possible and before the holidays start. And when you have sent your email and your tutee has responded, they have informed you about their arrival date, their arrival time, and where they are arriving, how they are arriving. The first task, or the second task after writing to your emails, is to meet the student on arrival. And tutees are to be assisted around the clock on the recommended arrival date. So whether they arrive midday in broad daylight or during the night when it's dark, you are expected to meet the student on arrival. If for some reason you are unable to meet, you fall sick or anything happens, ask your tutor pair to help you or some other tutors to help. But this is like one of the most important tasks of a tutor, to meet the student on arrival and escorting them to their student apartment. Now, there are some exceptions, which I will go through in a moment, but this is in the students' feedback, this is what they regard as very positive service. This is highly regarded by the students, that there is someone to meet them on arrival and escorting them to the student apartment. It really helps them out a lot, and they don't necessarily have to worry about every detail, how they can get from place A to place B and so forth. And there are some cases where the students might arrive after and before the recommended arrival date. And in those situations, there are some exceptions to meeting the student on arrival. So if your student arrives before the recommended arrival date, you're not required to meet your tutee on arrival, but should still help them any way you can. And of course, if you know that there is some other tutor who is ready to meet the student on arrival even before the recommended arrival date, then of course you can contact them, ask them if they could meet the student in the midnight and so forth. But that is not required. And the students are aware of this, that the tutoring, the official tutoring, starts from the 2nd of January onward. So nothing is required before that, except for you to write your emails to the students. So the 2nd of January, the recommended arrival date, that's when you need to be ready. Before that, of course, contacting the students, but meeting on arrival, some students might decide to arrive for the New Year's Eve and so forth. You're not required to be there, meet them on arrival. You can have your own plans, and this is something I would highly recommend you to make sure that you have enough free time on your calendar for your own things as well. If your student arrives after the recommended arrival date, outside nighttime, meet them on arrival and escort them to their student apartment. During nighttime, you're not required to meet your tutee on arrival and escort them, but please still keep your phone on voice. So in cases that your student, you are in your own home, but your tutee is contacting you, there's some issue, they don't know how they can get to their student apartment from the travel center, you could still help them any way you can, show them on the map where what are the bus routes and how they can get a bus or take a taxi and so forth. So keep your phone on voice if possible and in system in any way you can. Of course, you can meet them on arrival even after their recommended arrival date if it's midnight, but it's not something required of you. And this is also good to you to keep in mind. And when you are contacting the students and you're telling that if you arrive on the recommended arrival date, I will be there, be it day or midnight. But if they arrive way after that, or they arrive during the orientation week, you might already have something else scheduled. Well, hopefully not for the midnight. You're probably sleeping, and please reserve enough time for sleeping as well. But you're not expected to have this organizing this arrival service in midnights for the whole orientation week. It's only for the recommended arrival date, and of course, based on your flexibility and availability. If your tutee arrives before their apartment is ready, help your tutee to look for temporary accommodation. For example, the foreign home hostels offer like affordable rooms for students, and they're located in the main street at the city center. So that's one option. And there are some other cheap hostels and hotels as well that the students can where the students can book a room for the first few days before their apartment is ready. And we are going to have the housing info later today, so they will be discussing more about the apartments and when are they available and so forth. So that's a topic we are going to cover more in detail today. And it quite often happens that there are some students who arrive way before and way after. So in those situations, be flexible. Also let other tutors and your tutor pair know what's going on and if they are available to help in what kind of situations and so forth. Most students arrive by bus or train. And if so, they will be arriving at the travel center. If your student arrives at the travel center, be there, meet them on arrival, agree early on how to communicate if there are any last minute changes to their arrival time. So, for example, if the buses or trains travel late or arrive late, you don't have to wait at the travel center for a long time. But you can plan your traveling to the travel center also with the up-to-date information. There can be quite a lot of students either on the recommended arrival date at the same time at the travel center. So if you have like your overalls, you have your own subject association or hobby association overalls, wear those. If you have your tutor t-shirt, which you can pick from the front here, wear those as well. And make it as easy for your students to recognize you as possible. And you can also take a sign with your tutee's name on it. So if in case there are a lot of people arriving, they know they can easily recognize you. After that, after meeting your tutee at the travel center, escort them to their apartment. Most of the students live in a student apartment, so either in Goas or Soihtu apartments, and you are expected to escort your student to their student housing location. If what we recommend for the students and also you is to take a bus. Of course, the students will likely have some luggage, but in most cases, bus should do. So if you take a bus, you pay for your own trip and your tutee pays for their own trip. So you're not expected to pay their trip for them. But they are not also paying your trip. So take a bus, which is usually costs very little, and there are plenty of bus routes to, for example, Kortepohja. So take one of those buses, but always remember to keep your receipts with you until the very end of tutoring. So in case you need to seek reimbursement for any travel costs, you can do that with the receipts. If your tutee, despite you recommending taking a bus, wants to take a taxi, that's of course possible for them as well. But in those situations, the tutee pays for the taxi trip also for you. So you are not to pay or take part in the costs of a taxi drive. Yeah. Yep. Yes, that's a good question. Usually at the Linkki service desk, you can request for, and Elisa, do correct me if I'm wrong, but you can request for them to basically print out all the costs of the recent use of, like when you have recently used your pass card, they will be able to print out all the uses. And basically, but in most cases, the travel costs for tutors are not very high. And if they are not above 14 euros, you don't have to seek like a separate reimbursement. Instead, we will be only adding 1 hour, like one extra hour to your total number of like the maximum hours. So usually when we say that the maximum hours is 30 hours, you will be compensated for 31 hours because it will also include the travel costs up to 14 euros. But if there are more costs, if your travel costs exceed 14 euros, then you have to seek like a separate reimbursement and you will not get this extra hour. But that is like how we usually take care of these travel costs and reimbursements. But yeah, the Linkki service desk should be able to print out your recent travels at their service desk. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yes. Yeah. So even if your travel costs are like usually we, yeah, even if your travel costs are only like 1 euro for tutoring in total, you will still get the, like the plus 1 hour. So another 14 euros to your account, which is nice. Yeah. But if they exceed 14 euros, and we will be covering this also, or we will be adding, as this is not something that is necessarily for you to take care of at right at this moment or at the beginning of the semester, we will be adding more information about filling out and submitting the tutor report forms and the travel expense claims and those later on during the next semester to the Moodle environment, and we will be keeping you up to date with all the information. So there will be more information about that. But yeah, that's how it works, basically. Good question. But it's still good to keep your receipts with you just in case. So even if you don't necessarily expect your travel costs to exceed 14 euros, usually they don't, but in some scenarios it might. It's still good for you to keep the receipts just in case, so that if you need to fill out the travel expense claim, you need to have all the receipts attached to the travel expense claim. But if you don't, if your hours or if your travel costs only are 14 euros or less, you don't have to attach the receipts anywhere. But do keep them safe just in case. If your tutee decides to fly to Tikkakoski Airport, you are not required to go there because it can be quite quite difficult to travel, and it costs quite a lot because there are no regular bus routes from Jyväskylä to the Tikkakoski airport and vice versa. So it can cost quite a lot, and it can take also quite a lot of time. So if your 2T for some reason decides to fly, take a flight from Helsinki to Tikkakoski, in those situations, meet the student at their student apartment, not the travel center, not the Tikkakoski airport, but the student apartment. So be there at the time when your 2T arrives at the student apartment. What you can do is, in these situations, recommend your student to order the taxi in advance because there might not be taxis available at the Tikkakoski airport when your student lands in Tikkakoski airport. There is an easy tax booking via the U-Taxi, so that is one option for your students. You can share that with your 2Ts. There is also a taxi phone at the terminal entrance, but it can take quite a while for the taxi to arrive. So it can take quite a while, your student might have to wait for a long duration until the taxi arrives. And also in these situations, the 2T pays the taxi drive, so you are not expected to cover any of the costs. Tour around the neighborhood. So when you have met your 2T, you have escorted them to their student apartment. Also show where the nearest grocery store is located, and the nearest bus stop and route to the university. These are like what you should do. Is it midday or midnight? And of course, you don't have to. You can also show them on a map, so you don't necessarily have to show the exact location, but try to show them where these are located so that they can. And the route to the university is important because the orientation starts after the recommended arrival date. But the students can be, if they arrive, regardless of whether they arrive in midday or midnight, they can be quite tired. The traveling can be quite exhausting for them. So you don't have to necessarily go through the laundry rooms and sauna turns and all this other information straight away, because they probably are only thinking about sleeping. They cannot process the information you are giving to them. So all the other information can wait for a while. Of course, it's good to cover these in some detail as soon as possible. But if your 2T is quite tired, the most important things are the grocery store and the nearest bus stop and route to the university. Those should be covered regardless. As I said earlier, most of the students can find their apartment from the KOAS or Soitu, but some students might decide to look for an apartment from the private sector. And in those situations, if the apartment is located close to the city center or is within a bus route, it's still recommended for you to escort the student to their apartment. But if it's like way far, I know that once, when I was tutoring, one of the students, not my 2T exactly, but one of the students I heard lived in Saunatsalo, which is quite far, even though there is a bus connection there. In those situations, you don't necessarily have to go and escort your 2T, but once again, show the bus routes and show them the grocery stores on a map and so forth. And if in doubt, because in some situations it can be quite the border, like, how do you phrase it? What I recommend you to be is flexible in these situations. But of course, if you have any questions, do let us know, and we can make the decision for you whether it's something that you need to escort the student to their apartment or not. So we can also evaluate that for you and with you. But yeah, in most situations, the students live in a student apartment, so it's quite straightforward in that sense. We don't require anyone to use their own car. Some of you might own your own car, but that is not necessarily what you need for tutoring, or you don't need for tutoring. However, in some situations, if you happen to own a car, using car in tutoring-related purposes and matters can be quite handy. If you have well-rounded reasons for using a car for tutoring, do let us know. So you need our permission, because once again, it is related to the travel expenses. So we need to be aware of if you're using your own car, and the reimbursement is based on kilometer allowance. So we are using a different method for the travel, for counting the travel expenses whenever you are using a car. But in some situations, it can become quite handy. So if there are long distances, your students have heavy luggages, or your students arrive at the same time and you need to drop them to the different housing locations, in those situations, using a car can be quite useful. So do let us know in advance, and we can give you further instructions. But yeah, you always need our permission for using a car in tutoring related matters.